Health leaders in Wisconsin are concerned about changes to the federal guidance on hepatitis B vaccines for newborns. That's a shift in a policy that's been in place for 30 years. It's Monday, December 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin immigration attorneys say they're struggling to keep up with Donald Trump's policy changes.
Very frequently it happens that I am at one of these community clinics that we have and will provide advice, and a few hours later it's already incorrect.
And a small but increasing number of people are buying Christmas trees that can live on after the holiday. Stay with us.
I'm Roy Christensen, chair of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. WPR is more than a news source. It's a lifeline for our communities. From daily reporting and in-depth analysis to classical music and meaningful conversations, WPR delivers reliable content every day. As a board member and a longtime listener, I know how vital this service is. Visit WPR.org/together.
Wisconsin health leaders say they worry that changing the recommendation for hepatitis B vaccination could confuse families and providers. Right now, all babies are recommended to receive their first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. But a federal committee of vaccine advisors voted on Friday to narrow the recommendation to babies whose mothers tested positive for the virus. Dr. Margaret Hennessy is head of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She says she worries the change will cause patients to question the safety of a vaccine that's been the standard of care for more than 30 years.
We are still going to be recommending that families use this for their newborns, but I think it's just adding that extra layer of confusion to folks who don't know the science of this.
Hennessy says hepatitis B could be contracted through any bodily fluid, even by accidentally using someone's toothbrush. Infants infected in the first year of life have a 90% chance of developing chronic disease, leading to liver failure, cancer, or even death. A new $10 million grant program aims to combat violent crime in the state. The grants are available through the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention. Governor Tony Evers directed $10 million in federal funds towards the effort. Grants could be handed out to local governments, school districts, and domestic violence organizations. Groups that do suicide prevention work can also qualify. Governor Tony Evers says the goal is to reduce and prevent violence. Courtney Olson is the executive director of Rainbow House. That's an organization that helps domestic abuse survivors and their children. She says they plan to apply for funding.
I think it's going to make a huge impact on our friends and neighbors across Wisconsin and hopefully reduce the amount of domestic violence and other forms of violence that we see in our communities.
Applications are due in January. Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a Republican bill that would have blocked any immigrant without legal status from enrolling in the state's Medicaid program. Rich Kramer has more.
The legislation headed to Evers' desk last month after three Democrats in the state Senate joined all Republicans in passing it. In his Friday veto message, Evers said state law already bans undocumented residents from receiving federal Medicaid funds. Republican Assemblyman Alex Dahlman of Marquesan said the bill would have kept it that way and prevented state health officials from changing agency rules on who qualifies for Medicaid.
It's just unfortunate that Evers, who claims to be more middle of the road as a governor, once again proves that he's looking out for the far left.
Evers vetoed nine bills in all. Others would have banned local guaranteed income programs and further delayed updates to Wisconsin's building codes. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's state crime labs received fewer total cases in 2024, but took longer, on average, to turn around DNA casework and toxicology. That's according to a new report from the State Department of Justice. It says state crime labs received nearly 9,000 total cases last year, down from almost 9,400 the previous year. DNA casework took an average of 129 days in 2024, up from 108 days in 2023. and the average turnaround time for toxicology was 82 days last year, up from 64 days the previous year. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney is a Republican running for Attorney General.
We have an Attorney General that's clearly not focused on the importance of the crime labs.
But State Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat who's running for re-election, says the state legislature has not adequately supported efforts to boost staffing in the crime labs. Tens of millions of Christmas trees are cut and sold in the U.S. each year. A small but increasing number of consumers are looking to keep the holiday magic growing by purchasing a Christmas tree they can replant in the spring. For Harvest Public Media, WPR's Hope Kerwin reports.
Dave Tubin started selling living Christmas trees by accident at his plant nursery in southwestern Wisconsin. He had a dozen leftover spruce from the landscaping season, and he was surprised when customers tried to buy the 5-foot potted trees instead of the cut ones he had available.
As the demand continued to grow for it, we just kept bringing them in. And this year we have probably the most live trees that we've ever had.
The idea of a living Christmas tree has been around for at least 2 decades. They're a niche product for the industry, only making up a small percentage of sales each winter. But some tree sellers say they're seeing more interest from buyers who are looking to beautify their property or help the environment by planting their tree. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Coming up, immigration attorneys in Wisconsin are trying to keep up with the changing nature of immigration enforcement under the Trump administration. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio, with dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who have made this journey possible.
And finally, over the past year, the Trump administration has radically changed the immigration landscape in the United States. As federal agents have moved into cities across the country, immigration detentions have hit record highs. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's immigration attorneys are feeling strained as they try to keep up with demand. Bridget Bowden has more.
On a recent Friday afternoon, volunteers signed in a church basement in Madison for their shift at the Community Immigration Law Center's legal clinic.
So if you could put your name, your language, and whether you're competent to translate for the attorneys.
The center is a nonprofit that provides lawyers for people at risk of deportation free of charge. They've run the clinic since 2009. But in the last year, giving people legal advice has gotten a lot more complicated, says attorney Natalia Lusak.
Very frequently it happens that I am at one of these community clinics that we have and we'll provide advice, and a few hours later it's already incorrect. The policy has changed, something has changed, and the information I gave is stale.
Lusak says that's largely thanks to immigration policy changes made by the Trump administration. The president began his second term by signing a slew of immigration-related executive orders. Since then, the administration has continued implementing changes, including most recently pausing pending green card and citizenship applications for immigrants from 19 countries.
And so there's always a change when there's a new administration, but this has certainly been really drastic. The number of policy changes, sort of large scale, and even with the minutiae of how you file things, how you pay fees, the forms that you're completing have all changed since the beginning of the year.
The changes have made it difficult for Lusak and other immigration attorneys to offer the best legal advice at any given moment. She says not only do they have to know the new policies, but also any challenges to those policies.
Keeping track of various court cases across the country to see kind of what their status is in terms of whether there is an injunction that's preventing the policy from going to place or whether it's lifted or things like that.
Simon Hankinson is a research fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He says the flurry of policy changes has been difficult to keep up with, but he believes it's a needed correction from the number of people living in the country without legal status reaching record highs during the Biden years.
I think if we'd never had that initial massive change, then we wouldn't have had to have the reaction in response.
Department of Homeland Security officials have credited the changes for a dramatic uptick in deportations. And as immigration detentions have hit record highs this year, lawyers say fear has too. Lacrosse attorney Chuck Barron says even people with legal status are scared. He estimates that he's done more naturalization cases this year than in the last 2 or 3 years combined.
Now people who've been relatively comfortable and have raised families and have had careers in the United States with a green card are like, I don't know if this is safe anymore.
Community Immigration Law Center legal director Aisa Olivares says some anxiety stems from physically going to hearings as authorities have ramped up arrests in courthouses. There is no immigration court in Wisconsin, so nearly all of the center's cases go through the court in Chicago, where there's been a heavy ICE presence.
I've been meeting with clients this week who have upcoming hearings who are just very nervous about what it means to travel to Chicago, what it means to present their court case, which is their right, in Chicago, and will I be detained? And I can't guarantee that.
As they navigate the changing landscape, Olivares says the center's lawyers are still having some success in court, but she says it's also taken a toll.
We do this work because it is important to us. Due process is important to us. Justice is important to us. But when those things are starting to be eroded by the system itself and we're up against this system, it's really difficult.
And just about a year into Trump's second term, they don't expect the demand for their services to lessen anytime soon. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Bridget Bowden for bringing us that story. We'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy today. A few flurries possible, but nothing really accumulating. High temperatures topping out in the teens and 20s today. A good chance for a little bit of snow overnight, especially in northern Wisconsin. Anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow expected there. A few flurries possible in the south overnight with low temperatures in the teens and 20s. And that's it for this Monday. That'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.